family comes together. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The death of Britain's longest reigning monarch, Queen Elizabeth II, bringing together members of the royal family. Fox's John Scott has more.
Royal officials announced the date of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral. It's to take place Monday, September 19th, at Westminster Abbey in London. President Biden says he will attend. King Charles III met with Prime Minister Liz Truss and the full cabinet after the accession ceremony formally proclaimed him the new monarch. Princes William and Harry reunited in public for the first time in 2 years, marking their grandmother's death along with their wives, Princess Kate and Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex.
She sat on the throne for 70 years before her death at the age of 96 on Thursday. Back in the States, former President Trump's legal team and the Justice Department proposing candidates for the special master position to review documents seized during the FBI's Mar-a-Lago raid. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has the details.
Last month, the FBI seized more than 11,000 documents. This does include 100 classified government records. Earlier this week, a judge granted Trump's request for a special master, a third-party attorney who can independently review those documents.
Ukraine launching a surprise counteroffensive on Russian troops in Kharkiv. Russia says it will now remove troops from there in order to regroup. Fox's Jeff Paul reports from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Cautious optimism right now blanketing a very cold and rainy Kyiv. This ongoing counteroffensive has continued to mark some major gains throughout this past week. In some spots, it's been so effective it is isolating some Russian forces and cutting off vital supplies on the front lines. Now, Western intelligence agencies report days of advancements is now leading to thousands of square miles back into Ukrainian hands.
America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Busloads of migrants unexpectedly arriving in some Chicago suburbs. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
The mayor of Burr Ridge, Illinois, said that he was not given any notice that over 60 migrants would be sent to his town. They were dropped off at a hotel where they will stay for at least 30 days. Mayor Gary Grasso called out Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot for hypocrisy, adding, quote, "There must be vacant hotel rooms in Chicago. This is hundreds of people in a city of millions. Why are they sending them out to the Republican suburbs?" Mayor Lightfoot says that part of her issue with Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities like hers is that city officials aren't briefed on their backgrounds. But border state lawmakers say that the crisis is clearly very real. Since last week, around 300 migrants have arrived in Chicago.
The average price of rent in the U.S. hitting an all-time high. Fox's Madison Allworth reports from Newark, New Jersey.
For the first time ever, median rent in the U.S. has hit $2,000 a month. And in city centers, it's even worse. We are in Newark, New Jersey, where your annual wage should be over $71,000 if you want to afford a one-bedroom rent. But the median wage here for the millennial renter is $25,000 below that. That's why some millennial and Gen Z renters are looking elsewhere as rents skyrocket. A big part of the problem is inventory. The housing market remains tight. People who would have moved into homes are signing rental leases again. Mortgage rates rising could eventually bring down overall home prices.
Tennis world number one Iga Swiatek of Poland defeating Tunisia's Ons Jabeur to win the U.S. Open women's final. Spain's Carlos Alcaraz and Norway's Casper Ruud will battle it out Sunday in the men's final. In college football, Marshall upsetting number 8 Notre Dame and Appalachian State with the upset over number 6 Texas A&M. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.